Welcome to Sleep Cues, the Everything Baby Sleep podcast. I'm Erin, pediatric sleep consultant and founder of The Happy Sleep Company. From cat naps to night wakes and regressions to teething, we cover all things baby sleep. With a passion for children's sleep, we're here to help tired families get healthy rest. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want to talk about safe sleep. I want to talk about safe sleep because we do get a lot of questions from parents, not just around safe sleep in general, but some of the nuances around it and some extra questions beyond the traditional ABC that we normally hear about. So let's spend today talking about that on the podcast. What do I mean by the ABC? The ABCs of infant sleep are alone, on their back, and in a crib. Let me just start off with this. Today's episode is not meant to start a controversial conversation about co-sleeping versus crib sleeping versus room sharing. None of it. It's really not. Today's episode is about reiterating what the American Academy of Pediatrics in the United States and Health Canada in my home country of Canada guide families on in terms of safest sleep for their baby. It's a reiteration of that with some extra information that I give to clients as a sleep consultant based on the really common questions that we get from families about these specific things, being alone, being on their back, and being in a crib. Co-sleeping is an entirely separate conversation, and there is lots of information on the AAP's website and Health Canada's website about co-sleeping. That's not what today is about. Today is about the ABCs of infant sleep per the AAP and Health Canada. So let's dig in and talk about that. Let's start with alone. The AAP and Health Canada suggest that babies should sleep alone, and this means not in the same sleep space as a parent or caregiver. By sleep space, we mean not in the same bed. So the AAP does advise that the safest place for a baby to sleep is in the same room as their caregiver. So that's step one. We often get confusion between the terms bed sharing and room sharing. Room sharing means that you share a room with your baby, that your baby's crib is in the same room as a parent for at least the first 6 months of life. Bed sharing is a different thing. That is co-sleeping again. That's not what we're chatting about today. The AAP suggests babies sleep alone in their sleep space, in their crib, but in the same room as a parent. Do I have clients whose baby sleeps in the same room as the parent well beyond 6 months? Absolutely. Have I had parents tell me that they want to move their baby to their own room earlier than 6 months? I have had parents tell me this, but the advice is that the safest place is alone in their crib, in the same room as a parent until at least 6 months of age. So that's the alone part. Here's a little nuance from a sleep consultant. A lot of parents ask me, do I have to wait until my baby is no longer sleeping in the same room as me to work on sleep coaching? And my answer to that is absolutely not. You don't have to wait for that. At the Happy Sleep Company, we work with babies once they're well out of the newborn stage, which means 14 weeks and beyond. So we work with families at that point if they're struggling with sleep issues, sleep challenges with their baby. But that doesn't mean that baby has to move to their own room at 14 weeks. It also doesn't mean that parents have to just suffer without any sleep until baby is over 6 months and sleeping in their own nursery. You can absolutely room share and sleep coach at the same time. At the Happy Sleep Company, we work on various methodologies with families for sleep training, and that can absolutely happen when you are still sharing a room with your baby, whether that is baby in a crib in the parent's master bedroom, whether it is something that I've seen where families say, well, I don't really have room for my baby's crib in the master bedroom, so the crib is going to be in the nursery, but I'm going to sleep on a mattress in the nursery or a spare bed in the nursery for the first 6 months of baby's life. Either one, you can do sleep coaching there if what you've decided is that sleep coaching is right for your family, you're ready to make changes to your baby's sleep, your baby is well out of the newborn stage, you can room share and sleep coach. So that's a little side note about the idea of baby sleeping alone in their crib, still room sharing with a parent, but being able to sleep coach and get some great, amazing, healthy, independent sleep habits in place even while baby is still room sharing. The B in the ABCs of infant sleep is on their back. Babies should be placed on their back for sleep. So whenever we are placing baby in the crib, no matter their age, we're placing them on their back. The question that is often raised by parents is, what do I do when my baby rolls onto his belly? Do I need to keep going and repositioning him? Health Canada suggests that most babies can start rolling by around 5 months. Now, don't stress if your baby's 5 months and they're not rolling yet. I've seen lots of babies, my own baby included, who didn't roll until well beyond 5 months. And I've also seen babies roll in the newborn stage. So there's really a range. But Health Canada is saying that once your baby can roll independently, you do not have to go reposition them. So that's a little nuance to that that I think is really important for parents, because it can feel very stressful when we always hear on their back, on their back, on their back. But then we see now that baby can roll independently and they've decided that they like sleeping on their tummy, but we feel like we have to go and constantly reposition them. Again, always on their back. You place them on their back in the crib, but once they can roll independently, you don't have to go reposition them. They've shown you now that they have the strength to safely sleep that way if they've gotten there on their own. I will include a pamphlet from Health Canada in the show notes for today, and you can check that out. I think it's page 7 in particular that talks about rolling, but check out the whole thing. There's a lot of great information there on safe sleep, on rolling, and lots of other stuff when it comes to the safest way for your baby to sleep. And finally, the AAP and Health Canada recommend the use of a crib or a bassinet that meets current safety standards. That's the safest place for your baby to sleep. So that's the C in the ABCs. A is alone, B is on their back, C is in a crib. The crib should be empty. We don't want any loose bedding, no toys. Under the age of 1, when your child is still an infant, Health Canada and the AAP recommend no toys or other loose bedding in the crib. The mattress should be firm. No gaps where a baby's face could become stuck. It should be thicker than 6 inches, and there should not be a gap of more than 3 centimeters between the mattress and any part of the crib's sides. I know that's a lot of information. We actually have a blog post on the website that you can check out. So go to thehappysleepcompany.com if you want all of those particulars and specifics. But that's what we're looking for in terms of a crib and the crib mattress. Many parents will express concern to me while we are sleep coaching that their child gets their arms stuck in between the crib slats, or they feel like their 1-year-old might be too big for their crib now. They don't look as comfy in it. The crib is absolutely the safest place for your infant and young toddler to sleep. So even though I know as a mama, it does not feel good when you look on the monitor and you see that your little one has their arm stuck out the slats of the crib, and that doesn't look very comfortable. First of all, if they're sleeping, it's probably not bothering them. If they do wake and they're upset about it, then you go and you adjust and you move their arm and you help them get unstuck from that position. But this does not mean that the crib is not a safe place for your baby to sleep. Parents get concerned that their child is going to get hurt with their little feet or legs or arms getting stuck outside of the crib slats, but we just go, we help them adjust, we help them move their little limbs back into the crib, and they will be fine, and it will still be the safest place for your baby to sleep. Many parents express to me that they would rather move baby out of the crib onto a floor mattress when they are still an infant to avoid them getting their arms caught in the crib slats. I would not suggest this. Again, as an infant, the safest place for them to be is in a proper four-walled crib. And even if their limbs do once in a while get stuck out of the outside of the crib, outside of those slats, it's still going to be the safest place for your baby to sleep is in that crib, safer than being on, for example, a floor mattress when they're still an infant. Again, many parents will express to me, well, now my child's 1, she's pretty tall, is she still comfy in the crib? My child is really, really tall and always has been. My husband is 6'6", and my daughter absolutely takes after her dad and always has, which means she was really tall already when she was 1 year old. She still slept in a crib just fine. Obviously, you want to look at the safety measures and when your child becomes so tall that they might be able to lean over the crib, but that is not the case for almost any 1-year-old. When we're still that young, we're barely out of infancy, the crib is still going to be the safest place for your child to sleep. Just check out the safety standards on your crib and the height recommendations. But as a 1-year-old, a young toddler, for sure, the crib is going to be the safest place. Parents will also ask me about bumpers.
well, what if I put bumpers around the crib so my child doesn't get their limbs stuck outside of the crib? Still not safer. It is safer for your child to get their arm a little bit stuck between the crib slats than to use a bumper to try to avoid this, because the bumper is shown to cause a suffocation hazard, a suffocation risk, a strangulation risk. Those are riskier than your child getting their foot stuck and caught in the rails. You can go readjust their little foot. They will be okay, but it's still going to be safer than putting bumpers in the crib. Even the mesh bumpers, I get a lot of questions about that. Health Canada does not recommend any bumpers, mesh or not. So that's the word from the health regulator, is no bumpers, just a nice, clean, empty crib with you putting your baby in there on their back on their own. Now, what about blankets? We talked about the crib. We talked about it being empty of loose bedding or toys. So we just want a fitted sheet, and we don't need blankets under the age of one. And even over the age of one, I would just still keep using your sleep sack. And so that is the solution to any blanket safety issues. No blankets, just a sleep sack, also known as a sleep bag or a wearable blanket. This is an amazing way to cover your baby up and keep them cozy and have them at the right temperature and regulate that overnight, but not have the suffocation risk of blankets going up over your baby's head. So no blankets, just a wearable blanket or a sleep sack. They usually snap in the shoulders, they zip around your baby, and this sleep sack is going to keep your baby cozy, keep them from kicking the blanket off so they don't get cold. It can't go up over your baby's head, so there's no suffocation hazard. So that is a great option for your baby in their crib rather than blankets. When it comes to sleep sacks and safety, also remember that the AAP recently advised that they do not recommend any form of weighted sleep product for your baby. Some sleep sacks in recent past have come out with weighted options. The whole sleep sack is weighted, or there's a piece on the chest that is weighted. None of this is recommended for safe baby sleep. There hasn't been enough testing on this. So we are just going to go ahead and use a regular non-weighted sleep sack for babe. This is going to be the safest thing for your baby to sleep in alone in their crib. That's the ABCs of safe infant sleep. I hope that was helpful. I know that this information is available all over the place, but it can be a bit overwhelming. You can see different pieces of different information related to this, and sometimes the nuances help. Sometimes knowing what other parents are asking with regards to these, we'll call them rules or guidelines, can be really helpful. And often parents have the same question as another parent about what room sharing means versus bed sharing, what happens when your baby rolls when it comes to the advice of them being on their back, weighted sleep products, what happens in terms of them getting their arm stuck in the slot of the crib. So all these kinds of things I wanted to cover today just to make sure you have all the info on safe sleep and your baby can be sleeping in the most restful and safest way possible. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Sleep Cues, the Everything Baby Sleep podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with a mom or dad who might need some rest. Connect with us on Instagram at The Happy Sleep Company, and check out our website, thehappysleepcompany.com, for loads of blogs, sleep guides, and information about how we work with families one-on-one to get sleep on track.